Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The morning in Israel is bright and clear, with a gentle breeze keeping things pleasant. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are both enjoying sunny skies, perfect for those who are out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the IAEA is set to remove nuclear material from a Syrian site in a U.S.-brokered deal. Also, Israel Hayom reports that a Saudi researcher revealed how Riyadh deals with Iran and what it demands from Israel in a recent interview. Also this hour, according to Ynet, Israel is alarmed by a new Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact, fearing it's aimed against Israel. Separately, JNS highlights a new Israeli blood test that could make lung cancer detection faster and more accessible. And finally, I-24 News reveals that President Trump used a decoy Air Force One amid an Iranian assassination threat. Here's what people are saying online. The account I-24 News English, known for international news coverage, reported earlier today on Trump using a decoy Air Force One due to an assassination threat. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted that Iraqi security forces arrested three individuals and seized a shipment of Iranian drones in Wasit province. Al Arabiya English shared comments from Freddie Gray, the deputy editor of The Spectator, saying Trump is running out of diplomatic road with Iran. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the IAEA's involvement in Syria, the Jerusalem Post explains that the agreement aims to secure nuclear material that Syrian officials claim they were unaware of. This move could prevent further tensions between Israel and Syria. The broader aim is to avoid escalation in a volatile region. Turning to Saudi Arabia's approach to Iran, reporting from Israel Hayom, Saudi researcher Aziz Al-Rashian suggests that Riyadh prefers containment over confrontation with Iran. Al-Rashian noted that Saudi demands from Israel center on regional stability and security assurances. This highlights the complex dynamics in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Ynet reports Israel's concerns about the Mecca Defense Pact involving Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. Israeli officials suspect the alliance targets them, despite claims it's focused on Iran. There are worries Egypt might join, prompting calls for Israel to solidify ties with Greece. This could shift regional alliances. Separately, a new Israeli blood test for lung cancer is making headlines in JNS. The technology analyzes DNA fragments in the bloodstream to detect cancer cells. This innovation promises to speed up diagnosis and make it more accessible, potentially saving lives. Finally, the I-24 news story on President Trump reveals a covert operation where he used a different plane to evade Iranian threats. This underscores the ongoing tension between the U.S. and Iran. The situation continues to impact international relations. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that contractors in Tel Aviv are under pressure, offering apartments for 1 million shekels with exceptional discounts. This reflects the challenges in selling high-end real estate. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the dramatic impact of AI on high-tech recruitment. A recent survey shows a significant increase in hiring, demonstrating AI's influence on workforce dynamics. And finally, Kitech reports on the breakup of IronSource, with Supersonic sold to TripleDot for $40 million. This marks another step in the unwinding of businesses following Unity's 2022 merger. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.